Earlier this month, Deadliest Catch kicked off its third season on the Discovery Channel as the top-rated program on basic cable. The show follows eight boats fishing for crab in the Bering Sea. At the start of this year's Opelio crab season, Unalaska's Charles Homans paid a visit to one of those boats, the Northwestern, to see what it's like to ride the waves of reality TV fame.
Does this turn you heavy?
Nah.
At the fuel dock in Dutch Harbor, the crew of the crab boat Northwestern is preparing for a late night departure.
Get some, boy!
Sick!
It's a cold and windy night in early January. The dock is slick with ice, and billowing clouds of snow whip across the deck of the ship. A more dramatic narrator with a bigger production budget might be tempted to describe the scene like this.
January. The Bering Sea. Nearly a million square miles of the world's most violent and unpredictable waters.
You're hearing the voice of Mike Rowe, narrator of the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch. The series follows a handful of fishing boats during the fall and winter crab seasons on the Bering Sea. It would be a stretch to call Deadliest Catch a documentary. At times, what viewers see on the screen resembles the real day-to-day grind of crab fishing about as much as NASCAR resembles the morning commute in suburban Atlanta.
Crews push themselves to the limit, and captains risk everything for a bigger share of the riches as the fleet races to finish and fights to survive.
But for sheer excitement, the show is hard to beat. Even a trip to the local grocery store in Unalaska is an adrenaline-fueled race against the clock.
The Time Bandit crew hits the market like a band of mercenaries. Get in, get out, take no prisoners.
You get the idea. Bering Sea crab fishermen have seen themselves as rock stars for years. But since Deadliest Catch rose to the top of the ratings heap during last year's season, other people have started to treat them like rock stars too. The biggest of them all is Captain Sig Hansen of the Northwestern, the only boat to appear on all three seasons of Deadliest Catch.
Me and my wife are in Las Vegas, and you know, everybody's having a couple of drinks anyway, and some gal comes running over, and I'm not kidding, she literally tore my shirt halfway off. And my wife's standing right there looking at this, and I'm like, hey man, there's nothing I can do about it. It was bizarre.
On another Vegas trip, Sig met Vince Neil, the singer for Motley Crue, who told him that he never missed an episode of the show and always rooted for the Northwestern. Edgar Hansen, Sig's brother and the deck boss on the Northwestern, gets his share of fan attention, too.
We got an email. His mother asked her six-year-old son what he wanted to be for Halloween. Looks at his mom and he goes, I want to be Edgar. And she's like, what's an Edgar? And he goes, you know, fishing, crab. So that's pretty flattering when you got a six-year-old who wants to be you for Halloween.
The Hansons haven't started marketing child-sized fishing rain gear yet, but you can buy t-shirts and women's underwear printed with the Northwestern's logo on their website. The owners of the Aleutian Ballad, which appeared on the last two seasons, are now using their boat to run an authentic Bering Sea crab fishing tour out of Ketchikan, presumably aimed at customers with a blurry sense of Alaska geography. But while other runaway cable hits like the Learning Channel's American Chopper have evolved into multi-million dollar brands, none of the crabbers have called in rich yet. The Discovery Channel has a lot invested in that fact. Jeff Conroy is the co-executive producer of Deadliest Catch.
We're really interested in these working man heroes, these real people. You know, there's a million shows out there where you can watch your Access Hollywood or Entertainment Tonight and you can follow celebrities, but it's like these guys have a job to do, and that's what makes them cool. They have to go catch crap. You know, when they cease to have that as an important thing to do, then I don't think the show's interesting anymore.
But here's where you get to the weird paradox at the heart of this kind of reality television. By documenting average guys doing a difficult, dramatic job, Deadliest Catch has become a huge success. And in the process, it's made those same average guys famous, which in turn makes them not so average anymore. Sig says he knows that fame has its ups and downs, and he doesn't have any plans to quit his day job.
To be honest, we know this is going to be a short-lived deal. It's not like it's going to go on forever. I'm sure that we can capitalize on it eventually, but for now, I think just the exposure is the important part. You know, our intent was never to quit fishing anyways.
Sig makes this point often. Fishing has been his family's business for four generations, two of them in the Bering Sea. But for a guy who says he hates having his picture taken, he seems to have gotten awfully comfortable in front of the camera. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.